Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio on this Friday night. I am Elissa Walker Campbell, and as promised, it is time for another book review. The one we will feature in our next segment has been receiving very strong reviews. Author Bob Katz packed his bags. He spent an entire season on the road with college basketball referees. He watched the games they officiated. He listened in on their candid conversations in the locker rooms and hotel lobbies, explored the challenges that they regularly had to confront. The title of his new book is The Whistleblower, Rooting for the Ref in the High Stakes World of College Basketball. Of course, Bob is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. It's wonderful to have you with us, and I know things are pretty brutal up there in Boston right now with all that snow that you guys have had. Are you doing okay, Bob?
I'm doing okay, and happy to be in a warm room talking to you and your listeners.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it is a fascinating read. Congratulations on the book. And I found myself as I was going through it, actually rooting for the official. It's not an easy job. I am curious, though, first and foremost, break it down for our listeners. What motivated you to write this book? What was the inspiration behind it?
Well, I come out of a reportorial and journalism background, but more importantly for this book, is my background as a fan. And at some point, as you know, fans can be content to just watching the bouncing ball and clicking the remote, and there's plenty going on in a game to amuse you. But at some point, certain fans, and I think a lot, look for more subtleties, more complexities in their viewing of the game. And I was prone to that sensibility, if you will. And at some point I thought, why not the ref? He is out there in the middle of the action, as close to the action as any player, and closer than the coaches in many times, completely immersed in what goes on, and yet has a utterly different perspective on what happens. So that's sort of what brought me to it. In my first experience of trying to look at the game and attend some of the games with them, absolutely intensified that perception, namely that the challenges that a referee faces going into a heated contest, and most elite college basketball, and you know because you were a player, mm-hmm. elite college basketball games are intense. The challenges that a ref faces are comparable in nature. It requires some physical athleticism, it requires preparation, it requires instinct, and ultimately it requires the guts to do the right thing. And that complex of attributes fascinated me, and that's what I believe is represented, hopefully in an interesting way for readers, in my book, The Whistleblower.
We are shining the spotlight on your book, The Whistleblower, Rooting for Refs in the High-Stakes World of College Basketball, going one-on-one with Bob Katz. He is joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. So what are some of the biggest challenges that officials, that refs, that they do face in the underappreciated world of being a referee?
Well, the biggest one is also the most obvious, that they, and we're talking about basketball and college basketball in particular here, there, it's mayhem out there. You know, as both a fan and a former player, it wouldn't be an exaggeration to call it chaos or close to chaos most of the time. There are a lot of moving parts, and yet they are required oftentimes to make a split-second determination on what happened, to make a equally split-second assessment of whether it merits a whistle or not, and to do so oftentimes in front of 15,000 semi-hysterical fans, and nobody even knows how many millions of viewers on TV. It's a real pressure cooker, and the skills that it takes to both do that correctly, and the elite ones, such as Ed Hightower, who's sort of the focal point of my book, the elite ones get it right approximately 95% or more of the time. They do make mistakes. But to do so in that environment and do it correctly and do it in a way that only they appreciate what goes into the skill was remarkable to me.
Well, and you really break it down in the book. I mean, the goal for referees, they approach each game with a very explicit goal in mind, that they want to create conditions through officiating that will enable the team that plays the best shot to have a fair chance at winning, right?
I'm curious, had you heard, that is exactly and explicitly it.
Yeah.
It is an agenda. So they go, they start it, a game starts. The coach has an, each coach has an agenda, each team has an agenda, a playbook, if you will. The refs, too, have it. And they have this agenda that is almost counterposed to what everybody else is trying to do. Their agenda, as you said, Alyssa, is to create conditions that allow the team that plays best a fair chance of winning. It sounds simple. It sounds almost like a grammar school exercise. But we need it. The point is we, fans, and certainly players and coaches need it, because without that assurance that everything that can be done is being done to get the game fair, it's just a form of entertainment, and that wouldn't be quite so compelling.
You are listening to the voice of Bob Katz, the title of his new book that's been released. I want to encourage you to go out and get a copy. It is titled The Whistleblower, Rooting for Refs in the High-Stake World of College Basketball. Where can they go and get a copy of this, Bob?
Well, it's certainly available on the prominent online outlets, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. In terms of bookstores, I believe Barnes & Noble's, it really would depend on what locale, but any local bookstore, if they don't have it, would be able to order it in a day or two for any book buyer. So a variety, and it's also available on Kindle, too. I know, just go online and you could find it that way.
Okay, so did you share also, how do refs like Ed Hightower, how do they stay on top of their game so that they, because they're making these calls, it's instantaneous. I mean, they take a lot of pride in their job. They want to get it right.
They absolutely take a lot of pride in it. And I point out in the book, and I'd like to point out to listeners, it's a pride that very few other people share. So it's very much like a fraternity. It wouldn't be too much of an exaggeration to compare it to a military platoon where they are in the trenches doing tough work, and the subtleties of the work that they do are appreciated only by themselves. They take their mission, which is, as we've said before, the mission of trying to achieve fairness in this game. They take it very seriously. To do so, they have to be in good physical shape. They have to clearly know the rule book, which in the NCAA men's basketball, which is what I focus on in this book, is an ever-shifting sort of set of laws. Every year there's new dimensions to it, new ways of fine-tuning what the block charge call in the lane is, for example. So they have to be up on all that. And then there's what I refer to in the book and what the referees sort of mysteriously refer to as the X factor, having the ability to have the intestinal fortitude to make a gutsy call in the heat of action. And that, as I learned, cannot be taught. You have it or you don't have it. The elite ones such as Ed Hightower, who's the centerpiece of my book, and many others do have it. But even they don't get it correct every single time.
Well, it is such a tough job, and I guess you just have to come to the conclusion that you're never going to please everyone. I mean, decisions are always going to be challenged.
Yes, I quote actually in one of the chapters. So the book kind of flows through chapters. I think there's a dramatic structure I try to show that some of the drama involved in refereeing is parallel to the drama in playing or coaching. You know, big games where there's an important call that needs to be made at crunch time. So I've got examples of that. But one of the quotes that I like most in the book is a referee told me that our job out there is to create calm, absorb the chaos, mm-hmm. and try to ensure that the outcome is fair. And I thought, that is a nice little motto, and it may have application to other people in other walks of life.
Okay, Ed Hightower, you were saying he's the centerpiece of the book. Obviously, his goal was to be fair. What was that first live, nationally televised game like for Ed?
The book opens up with the first mm-hmm. game he ever did on national TV.
It on CBS?
30. It might have been NBC back then. This was some 30 years ago. Is it CBS? You've got the book.
Yeah.
All right, well, I yield to your...
I think Billy Packer was announcing. I could be
okay,
wrong.
Okay, yeah. But it was some 30 years ago. It was in Iowa City, Iowa, a Big Ten game, Michigan State versus Iowa. Ed was a very new ref. It was his first time in the big leagues. Refs, I should note, come up through the ranks, just as players might, or certainly as coaches might. They start at, you know, low-level high school or AAU and move their way up into more into college and then ultimately D1 elite college games. The same was true of Hightower. He finds himself doing his first national telecast in his first season with the Big Ten and had been warned, not warned, been told that doing your first game on national TV can really ramp up your career. It
right.
is a great opportunity. Blowing a call in a big situation in your first game on TV could terminate your career. And he's faced in crunch time with as I explain in the book, he's faced with disallowing the game-winning shot by the home team, University of Iowa, on his first on a call that he makes in his first TV game.
Wow.
And it could have ruined him, but it was the right call, and he got congratulated.
Oh, what a compelling interview. We've been visiting with Bob Katz, the author of The Whistleblower, Rooting for the Ref in the High-Stakes World of College Basketball. I want to encourage you, as we celebrate the college basketball season, go out and get a copy of it. And, Bob, there's so much more I want to get into. Let's have you back on the show here in a few more weeks, and we'll talk soon. Thank you,
you know
so much.
Me. I really appreciate that time, Alyssa.
Absolutely. You stay warm up there in Boston, and we will be right back with much more tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. We will be right back.